Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And your sports break for September 15th is coming up in just a moment. But before we do that, let's make sure you're aware of our daily emailed newsletter. We send out an email every day, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, that tells you everything that's going on in the Pigpen. PigskinDispatch.com, JerseyDispatch.com, and the podcast in our audio drama, Orville Mulligan, sports writer, as well as some of the latest posts of the SportsHistoryNetwork.com. It's all yours just by going to the show notes of this very podcast and clicking on the email subscription. You can also find it at PigskinDispatch.com and JerseyDispatch.com. Now let's get to your sports break for September 15th, where we will talk about some of the greatest athletes that had some greatest events on September 15th on this date in history. And in jersey numbers, we're going to talk about are 36, 9, 23, 41, 14, 32, 27, 43, and 26. Just to name a few, couple surprises at the end for you. September 15th, 1902, the Chicago Cubs infielders Tinker, Evers, and Chance turned their first double play together in a 6-3 victory over Cincinnati. We talked about their first grouping together yesterday's show, and here it is, their first double play. September 15th, 1912, the Boston Red Sox pitcher Smokey Joe Wood tied a then Major League Baseball record of 16 straight wins with a 2-1 victory over the St. Louis Browns at Sportsman's Park. And on September 15th, 1922, Philadelphia catcher Butch Henlein became the first National League player to hit 3 home runs in a game since 1897 during the Phillies' 10-9 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals at the Baker Bowl. September 15th, 1950, for a record 6th time in his career, the New York Yankees first baseman Johnny Mize, who wore number 36, hit 3 home runs in one game. When he was on a streak, he was on a streak. September 15th, 1960, skater Maurice Richard, who wore number 9 for much of his career with the Montreal Canadiens, announced his retirement from the game. He finishes his career with 544 goals, an NHL record at that time. September 15th, 1963, three brothers, Felipe Alou, number 23, Matty Alou, number 41, and Jesus Alou, number 14, all appeared in the San Francisco Giants outfield for one inning, a 13-5 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates at Forbes Field. September 15th, 1969, Major League Baseball St. Louis Cardinal Steve Carlton, number 32, set a record by striking out 19 New York Mets batters in a single game. That is quite a victory there for Mr. Steve Carlton. September 15th, 1979, the Boston Red Sox player number 27, Bob Watson was his name. Well, he became the first player to hit for the cycle in both the American League and with the National League. He did it previously with the Astros of Houston. September 15th, 1985, the New York Yankees traded 25-year-old pitching prospect Jim DeShays to the Houston Astros, where he wore the number 43 in the 85 season, for a 40-year-old pitcher, Joe Niekro, who wore number 26 in pinstripes that season. September 15th, 1990, Chicago White Sox Bobby Thigpen was the first to record 50 saves. September 15th, 1995, St. Louis Cardinals legendary shortstop Ozzie Smith set a record of participating in 1,554 double plays. September 15th, 1996, Texas Rangers retired their first number, Nolan Ryan's number 34 with the Rangers. September 15th, 2002, the Oakland Raiders quarterback Rich Gannon at the time began an NFL record tying. The events that he tied were with Kurt Warner and Steve Young. There was a streak of 6 consecutive 300-yard passing games when Gannon threw for 403 yards in a Raiders 30-17 victory at Pittsburgh. Think about those wide receivers that Rich Gannon had that year. Two legends of the game, Tim Brown and Jerry Rice, on that great run that the Raiders had that 2002 season. So that is our sports history for today. This is our sports break of September 15th. We're glad you could join us. Hope you'll join us once again for some more great sports history with the uniform numbers and legendary players that he played. In the meantime, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and jerseydispatch.com. And don't forget, Orville Mulligan Sports Writer, our audio drama for even more ways to learn about sports history. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.